Assalamualaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. In this session, we discuss the last part of the fourth hikmah, where Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam says, "Wal fikru mir'atun safiya," and thinking is a clear mirror. About the meaning of fikr, which could be translated as thinking, there are many definitions that have been offered by the scholars throughout history, but they all have one thing in common, and that is, thinking is to move from and use the known in order to discover the unknown. There are a number of crucial lessons to be learned from this beautiful and deep comparison that the Imam has made between thinking and mirror. Some characteristics of mirrors are: they show the truth and they are truth finders. They show us things that we cannot see without their help. And finally, we can see ourselves in the mirrors. So when the Imam says thinking is like a clear mirror, it means that first, thinking like the mirror is a true finder and can show us the truth of things. And second, there are many things that we cannot see unless we use thinking to discover them. And third, like the mirror, thinking shows us our true self, meaning the way that you think and the things that occupy your thoughts are what makes you who you are. And that is why we have always been advised to keep our thoughts in check and not allow any random thing that occurs to our mind to occupy our thoughts. There are some people who are constantly thinking about ways to gain more benefits for themselves, regardless of how much those methods may harm other people or society as a whole. And this is a clear indicator of their vices and the kind of person that they are. It has been said that if you want to know someone's character, observe what he occupies his mind with. Now, let us have a quick recap of what we have covered in the fourth hikmah. Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, وَنِعْمَ الْقَرِينُ رِضَى. The best companion is contentment with Allah's will. But that contentment must be accompanied by hard work and sacrifices for Allah's cause. And we have to keep in mind that Allah Azza wa Jal has no enmity with us and does not want to make us miserable. And if He sends problems and difficulties our way, it is to make us grow and improve. Al-ilmu warathatun karima. Knowledge is the noblest heritage, and the ma'sumin are the source of it. And in order to have access to it, we must acquire those attributes and strengthen our bond and relationship with them. And of course, one who is knowledgeable must be generous and munificent to put his knowledge in use to help and guide others without any expectation, and also pursue knowledge in a way that the knowledge seekers who come after him could benefit from it as a heritage. وَالْآدَابُ هُلَلٌ مُجَدَّدًا. Good manners are ever fresh and unfading adornments. Of course, everyone wants to be with someone who has good manners, meaning someone who is in the path of the growing his potential and also is aware of himself and corrects himself without need of advice or reminders from others. وَالْفِكْرُ مَرْآتٌ صَافِيَةٌ. And thinking is a clear mirror. And we said thinking not only helps us discover the truth and see those things that cannot be discovered with our eyes, but it is also a tool that we can use to shape our personality and guide ourselves towards the right path. So it is vital to be aware of its getting manipulated by misguided notions projected by Satan's forces or by one's lusts and desires. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. So reach the peak wherever you are.